Hey, what's going on, everybody? AJ here. As requested, I'm going to break down the fight between Aljamain Sterling and Corey Sandhagen taking place at UFC 250 this upcoming Saturday. You should have received my breakdown for Felicia Spencer versus Amanda Nunes about an hour ago. If you did not receive that free breakdown, please let me know and I'll be happy to resend it to you. As it pertains to this breakdown, though, I just wanted to keep them separated out, so there's a key difference there as to which fight is which. And this was the most popular fight that was requested to ask to be breakdown on the main card. And you guys are very smart because you guys picked the fights that were closer in odds. You know, I put O'Malley versus Wineland up there, Martin versus Magny, Garbrandt versus Sun Tzu as well, but I mean, I'm not all that surprised, I guess, that this is number one. I thought it was going to be either this or the Garbrandt versus a Sun Tzu fight. So you guys are very smart for picking the fights you did. I mean, there wasn't really a wrong answer either way, as I, again, just really like talking about this stuff. So let's just get right into this matchup. This fight is taking place at bantamweight. The case could be made here that the winner of this fight will fight for the belt after Piotr Jan and Jose Aldo compete for the vacant belt. So this fight is very, very important, has implications for this bantamweight weight class, as does the co-main event between Cody Garbrandt and Rafael dos Anjos. So feel like I'm just beating the same drum, but you know, this weight class bantamweight is so good. Just an abundance of talent. Gentlemen that aren't even ranked, I think, are very talented, such as Casey Kenny that we just saw, Merab Dvalishvili, Sean O'Malley on this card. Just so many talented guys in this weight class, really. So looking forward to this fight here. And so we've got two gentlemen here that are riding on a ton of momentum. They're both on winning streaks. An interesting stat that I pointed out, and I'll just say here again, is that in his three fights that have gone to decision since the loss to Marlon Moraes, Aljamain Sterling has not lost a single round on any judges' scorecards in his fight since then. I thought that was pretty interesting. You know, he's just certainly been working hard in the gym. I have to think that, you know, he's definitely made some adjustments here. He's been a lot more aggressive, not like in a careless way, but definitely been ramping up his volume in significant strikes and striking exchanges. He's just been a lot more busy of a striker. That's evident in his fights with Pedro Munhoz, Jimmy Rivera, and Brett Johns. He's just been doing very good, as has Corey Sandhagen. Corey Sandhagen, since entering the UFC, has just looked outstanding. There's just very little liabilities that he has in his game, as the same for Aljamain. Just not many things that they need to really improve a lot, so to speak, because again, they're just such talented fighters. I mean, these guys are the cream of the crop in terms of this weight class here. Stick out amongst some very good fighters. So as it pertains to the matchup itself, I think that this is like a fight where we see it standing the majority of the time. I understand that Sterling is the wrestler. He comes from the higher wrestling pedigree. And this is one of those fights where, like, prior to tape study, like, my lean on this fight was Sterling. But after tape study, and I'll get into why, I didn't draw that that same conclusion here. And let me just explain why. It's not just as simple to me as, you know, Sandhagen rather has been taken down in previous fights, and Sterling is a good wrestler, good grappler, BJJ black belt under Matt Serra, therefore Sterling wins. Like, it would seem as though it would be that just by looking at the statistics and the respective skill sets of each fighters, but after film, guys, I didn't come to that conclusion here. We have Sterling here who, yes, has a good wrestling background. He's an NCAA Division III wrestler. He's shown certainly that he could wrestle. You know, he could even take down good wrestlers such as Cody Stamann and Brett Johns. But the thing that I noticed with Sterling is he's not the best top control wrestler. He could get fighters down, but he hasn't shown on tape that he has a strong ability to control fighters, the elite ones of this weight class, on the ground for multiple minutes, long enough to really make it be significant. Certainly he got that submission win against Cody Stamann, but in terms of actually Sterling taking the fight to the ground, passing guard, holding top position, earning top control time, he hasn't really shown that here. And we got Sanhagen here, who, yes, has been taken down, and, you know, there's been some fights where I think he probably shouldn't have been taken down, but he was. But he has shown great ability to make his way back to his feet. There's something to be said about that. In addition, Sanhagen is a BJJ brown belt, from what I found out. I thought that he looked good grappling with Rafael Asensio when the two were on the ground. After Rafael took him down, Sanhagen was able to reverse Asensio twice. Very impressive considering Asensio is a BJJ black belt himself. He even took Asensio's back at one point. That showed me that, like, Sanhagen's, like, a really good grappler, just to put it bluntly. I mean, he knows what he's doing. So, based off the fact that Sanhagen's shown to be difficult to control and a good, you know, defensive grappler, good BJJ brown belt, tough to submit, and Sterling also showing that, yes, he can, he is a capable submission grappler, no doubt about it, very good. But you combine that with the fact of he hasn't shown to be the heaviest top control wrestler. So I think that, yes, while yes, Sterling can get him down a couple times or even a few times, I don't think he will be as effective with it to really make a huge difference here in the fight. Like, yes, in theory, if the striking exchanges are competitive and, you know, Sterling mixes in a couple takedowns per round, that could be enough to get the round. But that said, I don't think that the striking exchanges will be super, super competitive here. And that's what I'm going to talk about here now, is that what I see from Sterling on tape is that he, no doubt about it, he excels the most at kickboxing range. He's a long guy for the division. And just his last fight, for instance, his last couple fights, he had length advantages over Pedro Munhoz and Jimmy Rivera. And he was able to land, as I said before, just so much volume there. He did such a great job of just outpointing, landing a bunch of significant strikes. I believe he landed 174 against Pedro Munhoz. And so very, very impressive work there. But these fighters, due to the length advantage that he had there, that was just an advantage for him on paper. And it's not to say he can't have success here at kickboxing range against Sterling, or excuse me, against Sanhagen rather. But that said, Sanhagen himself is a guy who also excels at kickboxing range, also is a lengthy guy for the division. And those length advantages that Sterling had in those previous matchups are mitigated here due to Sanhagen's length, due to the fact that Sanhagen himself also lands at a high volume of significant strikes. Per UFCstats.com, it's 7.14. I think Sanhagen is also just an excellent striker. He has very good footwork and movement, gauges distance very well. He's a varied striker. He makes excellent reads and enforces proper shot selection. He utilizes leg kicks, which helped him get the nod against John Lineker. And I also noticed that when Pedro Munhoz fought Sterling, he had success kicking Sterling's leg. I also noticed Sterling was even hurt at one point due to one of Munoz's kicks. And so that definitely are a couple tools where Sanhagen could really make the most of the striking exchanges, even at distance here, against Sterling, who, again, excels the most at kickboxing range. What Sterling wants to do is utilize movement, go on the outside, move on the outside, and just utilize a lot of kicks, mitigate damage. He's very defensively sound. You know, Sterling does a great job of limiting damage. He averages less than two significant strikes per minute for UFCstats.com, and it's because, again, he wants to keep you at kickboxing range, uses movement, athleticism, speed, to get out of there and make sure he's hitting his opponent in a spot where they're not hitting him back. There's not as much recoil. And that's kind of evident in his fight with Jimmy Rivera, where he landed so many more significant strikes than Jimmy Rivera did there. And but that's a different thing here with this matchup. That advantage that he had here there, I don't think is as relevant here. I do think that Sterling, his best chance while these two are standing to have, you know, more pronounced success than, say, kickboxing range, is the clinch exchanges. I think that that's what he will need to do here to really slow down Sanhagen, because when Sanhagen has his open space, I mean, he could fight just like an excellent technical striker for three rounds. He's got good cardio to do that and just be the better kickboxer. I do think that Sanhagen is the better kickboxer here. I like the fact that he's, again, a varied striker, works the body, utilizes leg kicks. I also like the fact that he trains at Team Elevation, just a little thing off to the side. That's a camp that features Drew Dober, Curtis Blades, Justin Gaethje, Rose Namajunas, Alistair Overeem, and others. Aljamain Sterling himself trains at a good camp. He trains at Longo Weidman. And at that camp, Mirab Davalishvili, Ally Kenta, Chris Weidman, very talented fighters there also. And so I just look at this fight as, like, primarily it's going to be won or lost in terms of the kickboxing exchanges. And in those exchanges, I favor Sandhagen. I think he's the better overall striker. I think he's the better boxer, too. Like, I do think that it's primarily going to be won or lost in the kickboxing exchanges. But if these two were to get in boxing range, that's where Sterling has looked most susceptible. That's where he could be hit. That's where Munoz was having some success. That's even where Moraes was having some success prior to the knee. And that's been Sterling's kryptonite, so to speak, is his offensive and defensive boxing. You know, he had Jimmy Rivera hurt at one point. And again, he is very good at making sure that he's in a spot where he could hit you, but you're not hitting him. But at the same time, his boxing could be much improved. You know, he had Rivera hurt on the rope, so to speak, and wasn't able to land as effectively as you'd like when going for the finish there. You know, it's good that he was being, you know, composed and not, you know, wanting to take damage and getting hit with counters along the way. But that said, the boxing was a concern for me there. And I definitely do think that Sandhagen has the better boxing. So overall, you can probably tell where I'm going with this. I'm going to favor Sandhagen to keep the fight standing the majority of the time. Or again, I think he's the better kickboxer, more varied. I think he's more technical. I just think he has more tools in open space, better footwork, better movement. I think he's the busier striker as well. I also like the fact that, again, this is like kind of like a narrow, like lower percentage thing in terms of like a path to victory, but Sandhagen does utilize knees. And one thing I noticed with Sterling on tape is that he actually doesn't set up his takedowns. And for those of you that aren't familiar, that's like, as a wrestler, you want to basically, you know, set him up, meaning you want to fake going up top with some strikes or throw something to make your opponent think that you're not going for a takedown rather than just shooting it, because it gives them less time to react than if you were to set it up. But Sterling doesn't set up his takedowns, and that's the reason why Moraes was able to land that knee. Moraes read it, was able to land the knee in time, and was able to get the knockout there. And again, not something that I think is like the most likely thing, but I think that Sandhagen will have those opportunities there to land that shot, and because again, Sterling isn't setting up his takedown. So again, I'm going to favor Sandhagen here. I think he's a better striker. We'll have good enough cardio, I think, for all three rounds to, you know, match, if not exceed, Sterling's cardio, who's also shown to be excellent, and win this fight and win in most likely a decision scenario. So that is my breakdown on Corey Sandhagen versus Aljamain Sterling. I hope you all enjoyed it. Looking forward to Saturday's events. If you'd like to find out about how to subscribe to my services, you could DM me on Twitter at AJMMABetting. I could also be found on Instagram at the same handle at AJMMABetting. Thank you all so much for taking time out of your day to listen to me, and hope you all have a nice day. Take care. Thank you.